great start to the season, man. Good start, boy. You go to Ogallala and just hand it to him. What, 16-1 on Tuesday? It's, you know, that's a tough place to play. I'm sure when you're a player, wow, to go there and pick up a big win like that, that was pretty nice, wasn't it?
It was, and we did throw Kale, and we told him that it was going to be a competitive game, and he came out, and realistically, I mean, he shoved. He threw a no-hitter. He faced 19 batters, struck out 13. I think he threw like 92 pitches, and 54 of them or something like that were strikes. So, I mean, he came out and threw a great game, and our defense didn't really have to play defense. So it was an easy defensive game for sure.
Boy, I don't know if you talked to too many Ogallala folks, if they've ever been beaten like that. It was 16-1, no hit on their home field. Probably not too many times over the years.
You know, probably not. Ogallala's been a real good competitor. I mean, a rival back when I was going through and Drew was going through. And we were just happy to see the boys come out and, you know, we're ready to play on the defensive end of the game.
Your offense, really. I mean, sounds like 1-9 really came through and everybody hit for you.
You know, the scoreboard doesn't really reflect on how we hit. I didn't think we hit real great coming out, but then, I mean, the boys got fired up, and it was over from when they started chirping and getting the game going. So,
this, of course, coming off a big win Alliance tournament. Talk about that. Boy, some big wins up at their place.
You know, I always tell the boys going into the tournament, I said, obviously, we want to go, you know, 4-0, 5-0, how many games we're going to play. But, I mean, when you can go 3-1 in a tournament that's up in Alliance with those good of ball clubs, I mean, we might as well have went 4-0. That was a great weekend. We played some of the best ball that I really could have asked for, you know, being the first tournament, the first games of the year. So, I mean, Drew and I were real happy coming out of there Sunday and heading home. We had a lot to talk about, but, you know, they were all good things, so.
Let's talk about your team as a whole, you know, pitching-wise. Obviously, you're getting, you know, some great pitching. You've got quite a few arms you can go to, can't you?
You know, we got our one and two guys in Cooper and Kale. You know, they're the returners, pretty much the main guys from last year. And then we got a lot of young guys that are Abe, Cole Davidson, Gus Smith. They're stepping up. Asher and Ty are throwing a little bit for us this year. So, I mean, 1 through 13, 14, how many ever guys we got on the team, I mean, we all trust them. We can put them on the bump and they can throw strikes. And we got a good enough seven behind them that, you know, we're confident in all of them. So.
And obviously your lineup is hitting well early, or you're putting runs on the board, quite a few runs in some of these games, aren't you?
You know, that's one of Drew and I's biggest philosophies is hitting. You know, you gotta score to win. So if you can't win if it's a big goose egg. So that's what we work on a lot in the off season is hitting.
Well, obviously, you were supposed to play Gothenburg here on Wednesday. Hopefully that'll get rescheduled. You never want to give up those McCook-Gothenburg games, do you?
No, absolutely not. Gothenburg's always a fun time to play. They always compete. Games are always close. They're always a fun competitor.
You know the schedule. Connor's going to pick up. There's going to be some more as we get into the month of June. It's going to pick up for you, isn't it?
Yeah, coming up this weekend, we have the Fort Morgan tournament, so we'll have guaranteed five games unless the weather decides otherwise. But you know, right now it's heating up for sure.
Primarily just all Colorado teams or any Nebraska? Are you the only Nebraska team out there for that one?
No, I believe there's three Nebraska teams. Us, Alliance Navy, and Sydney will all be there. And then the rest are Colorado.
Did you go to this tournament last year too?
No, we did not. We actually went to Plattsmouth instead of this tournament last year. But Plattsmouth isn't hosting one this year for juniors. And then this is the one we found.
So, yeah, month of June is going to be pretty important for you, but sounds like your bunch just loves to play the game of baseball, pitching-wise, hitting-wise, off to a great start. You got to be happy so far.
You know, the boys, you tell them to have fun, but they're not having fun unless they're winning, and I can't complain about that, but